हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद्यष्टम् शङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बालरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. ॐ ईश्वरम् गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. In the following verses, we are going to see Ishvara being presented as Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe. When we say Ishvara is presented as cause of the universe, it is not established that Ishvara is the cause of the universe. It is to arrive at what exactly Ishvara is, how Ishvara is, how Paramatma is. So existence of this abstract reality is the existence of the universe. So reality is the existence of the universe. Got it? Existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. Because ocean that does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, water is the existence of the ocean. How is water in the ocean? How, in what form does water obtain in the ocean? Water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. Similarly, here, this abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore said to be the knower from the standpoint of the known, therefore implied by the term pure knowledge or consciousness, is the existence of this entirety of the universe. Because there is no Ishvara, there is no Lord, there is no ruler, there is no God other than this reality. This reality is given the Ishvara status. Ishvaratvam is attributed, Ishvara status is attributed to the reality. Because this reality is endowed with this unique power of manifesting, bring the universe into manifestation. Therefore, this power, this reality is endowed with the power of being able to bring the universe into manifestation. This power is said to be creative power. So bringing the unmanifested universe into manifestation is by misnomer, okay, said to be creation. There's no real creation. When this power of reality becomes unmanifested, the universe also becomes resolved. The universe also becomes unmanifested, undifferentiated. And this, the manifested universe becoming unmanifested is said to be what? looked upon as the resolution or dissolution, the destruction of the universe. Understand? Change happens. Absolutely, there's no destruction at all. Is it clear? Therefore, Ishvara Swarupam. What is Ishvara? We're trying to understand it. Earlier we saw many verses. So Ishvara is actually Tatpada Lakshyartha. Tatpada Vachyartha Ishvara. Tatpada Lakshyartha. When you understand Ishvara, the whole Jagat is Ishvara. Why? Because Ishvara is in the form of the existence of the gross universe. Ishvara is in the form of the existence of the subtle universe. And unmanifested universe also doesn't exist outside of Ishvara. Unmanifested universe is in the form of the total ignorance. The unmanifested universe remains unmanifested, undifferentiated, covered in the darkness of total ignorance. Understand? Where does the universe remain? Not outside of the power of knowing. That is why the universe is always Ishvara. Ishvara is the reality. Ishvara is a title attribute to the reality. And this universe doesn't exist, unmanifested universe also does not exist outside of the reality. It remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as the knowing power of the reality. Unmanifested knowing power of reality. Then we say what? The universe, the whole cosmos, including time and space, remains resolved in Ishvara, as Ishvara, one with Ishvara. Antaha sarvam yamayati iti antaryami. The one who keeps everything resolved in him. Santaryami Ishvara. Got it? So unmanifested also Ishvara. Ishvara is not the unmanifested universe. Unmanifested, undifferentiated universe is Ishvara only. Then the subtle manifestation. So Ishvara is not a subtle manifestation. Subtle manifestation also is Ishvara. In total ignorance, when there is malam, okay, malam means what? When there is total ignorance, which is the power of knowing remains totally unmanifest, undifferentiated, is called malam. Then there is the universe remains totally covered in darkness of ignorance. When there's partial manifestation, vikshepa shakti, is it? Then there is manifestation of subtle universe. And once the partial manifestation happens, then there's a gross manifestation also is possible. Gross universe also becomes manifested. Therefore, through subtle manifestation, Ishvara alone brings the gross universe also into manifestation. That's why Brahma is said to be the creator. Understand? The creative power. Now, what I want to say, the gross universe, subtle universe, gross universe does not have existence independently, outside of subtle manifestation. Subtle manifestation does not have existence outside of the Ishvara. So universe, subtle, gross or unmanifested does not have existence at all outside of Ishvara. Remember, the whole universe is Ishvara. The knowing power alone manifested is in the form of the universe. That is why we say Devi Mahatam Sarva Rupamai Devi Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat Atoham Vishwarupam Tam Namami Parameshwari. I bow to Devi who alone is in the form of everything, and everything is manifestation of Devi. Unto her salutations. Unto her I offer my salutations. That is the meaning of the verse. Now what I want to say, the one and the only Ishvara is given three different functional names also. As what? As the source of manifestation, as the one in whom the whole universe remains resolved, then Ishvara is called Antaryam Ishvara. The same Ishvara, the one whose existence is existence of the universe, thereby who lends existence, who sustains the universe, as sustainer of the universe, as the one who lends existence to the universe, Ishvara is looked upon as Vishnu. And as the one in who alone is in the most subtle universe is looked upon as Hiranyagarbha. Understand? Three different functional names. Hiranyagarbha or Brahma. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha, all the three names are of the only Ishvara. Three different functional names. Okay. Now we understand very clearly. And these are the beautiful verses which we have seen. Therefore, it is very important to understand that reality is of the nature of consciousness, and the power of reality manifested alone now brings the universe into manifestation. Therefore, this morning explained repeatedly, existence presupposes knowledge. Therefore, existence is consciousness. Existence is knowledge. So, Sat. In what form does Ishvara obtain in this universe? Ishvara, the reality, as Ishvara obtains in the form of the existence of the universe. What is ocean, if I ask, you say what? Water plus a given form, the name and purpose. Function, isn't it? Nama, rupa, karma. But remove the form, name and function. What is what? Just the water, pure water. The pure water or water in the form of the ocean. Minus form, name and function, ocean is pure water. Water plus form, name and function, ocean is over. Is it clear? The same way. Existence, reality, the form, name and function is what? Existence plus form, name and function is equal to the universe. Existence minus form, name and function, the universe, is equal to pure existence. And what is existence? Existence has no meaning at all. Minus consciousness. Existence is consciousness only. Consciousness alone is in the form of existence. Understand? So this simple example is what? This is the example. Light, the presence of the light, opaque things shine. In the absence of light, opaque things remain covered in darkness. They lose their status of being existent. Therefore, light is in the form of existence of all the opaque things. With reference to the world of opaque things, light is the existence. Similarly, with reference to this entire world of an universe of material forms, names and functions, consciousness is the existence. There's no existence. So, existence, consciousness alone is the form of existence. Existence plus form, name and function. Nama, rupa, karmakhyam, jagat is what? The jagat. Minus nama, rupa, karmakhyam, jagat. Pure existence you want to know, you cannot know anywhere else. Pure existence has to be arrived at as one's own sarupam, as pure consciousness. Consciousness and existence are one and the same. Is it clear? Clear or not? Yeah. So, now it is said, Sattasvalakshanaha. I'm reading this verse here. Nirast సత్తాతిశయానంద సత్య ప్రజ్ఞాన విగ్రహ సత్తాస్వలక్షణ పూర్ణ. ఇది లాస్ట్ వన్. సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వీ హావ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఆల్రెడీ నిరస్త అశేష సంసార దోష ఇస్ అ కాంపౌండ్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఈశ్వర స్వరూపం. హూ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర. సెకండ్ వర్డ్ అస్థూలాది లక్షణ. థర్డ్ డెఫినేషన్ అదృశ్యత్వాది గుణక. గాట్ ఇట్? హ్యావ్ యు సీన్ దిస్ ఆల్రెడీ? రిమెంబర్ ద మీనింగ్స్? ఓకే. పరాకృత తమోమల. పరాకృత తమోమల. దెన్ నిరస్త అతిశయ ఆనంద. నిరస్త అతిశయానంద. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? దిస్ వర్డ్ బికేమ్ వెరీ క్లియర్ ఫర్ యూ? ఓకే. దెన్ సత్య ప్రజ్ఞాన విగ్రహ. ప్రజ్ఞానం ఇస్ అనదర్ వర్డ్ ఫార్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఓకే. సి జ్ఞానం విజ్ఞానం ప్రజ్ఞానం యూస్ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్స్. ద వర్డ్ జ్ఞానం క్యాన్ మీన్ వృత్తి జ్ఞానం, ది నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ రైజెస్ అండ్ రిజాల్వ్స్. ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ విచ్ రైజెస్ అండ్ రిజాల్వ్స్ విచ్ రైజెస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ థాట్. ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ కాగ్నిషన్. అండర్స్టాండ్? వృత్తి జ్ఞానం, ది మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ కెన్ బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్టెడ్ ఆల్సో. అండర్స్టాండ్? సో ఆల్సో ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్, ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఈస్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ రైజెస్ is there, again it resolves. So knowledge of any object can come, it remain, it goes. Vritti jnanam comes and goes. Why? Because vritti, the thought is of the nature of coming and going. Thought comes and goes, so knowledge also comes and goes. Whereas the source of manifestation of knowledge does not come and go. Understand? When the whole, all the thoughts resolve, when the mind becomes non-functional, all the thoughts remain resolved, there's no knowledge of the existence of the self or the world. When nothing, okay, is there, when it's blankness of mind, there's total ignorance also. So knowing the total ignorance, knowing the blankness of mind, that which is there is abstract formless reality, which is implied, which alone is implied by the term pure knowledge. That is the source of all knowledge. Understand? The knowledge has to manifest, means the source of manifestation. The source of all knowledge is what? The abstract formless reality. And it is the source of all knowledge. It is implied by the term pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Shuddham jnanam, shuddham chaitanyam. That doesn't come and go. Understand? The reality, abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is always there, retaining its nature of knowing without undergoing any change. The knowing nature, knowingness, does not change at all. That's why it's Swarupam. It's called Swarupam. Understand? That is Shuddha Jnana. That's why Prajnana. Satya Prajnana Vigraha means what? That which is of the nature of pure consciousness, existence. It was said to be the embodiment of consciousness and existence. And again it is said, Sattasva Lakshanaha. Ishra, in what form does Ishra obtain in the world? I want to know Ishra. I want to see Ishra. What do you want to see Ishra? Existence enjoyed by the entire world is Ishra only. Time enjoys existence. Space enjoys existence. When you know you are, understand? When the world, when you know that world exists, the world is, then the world enjoys existence. Every existence enjoyed by every object is what? Ishvara. So existence also is singular word, singular noun. You know that? Existence, you can never say consciousnesses. So also you cannot say existences also. Understand? Existence is one singular noun. Got it? If the objects, the forms, the names, the functions enjoy, which enjoy the existence, are countless innumerable. When the world shines, when you say the world is, time is, means time enjoys existence. Space is, means space enjoys existence. And all the countless number of forms, names and functions which enjoy existence, okay, enjoy existence, which exist within the realm of time and space, every object enjoys existence. Anything known enjoys existence means how many objects are there? Can you count? Innumerable, countless forms, names and functions constitute the universe. Are there so many existences? No. Existence is one. What is existence? Existence is nothing but consciousness. Therefore, existence also is one, indivisible, undivided, partless whole. So existence is an independent entity. We are understanding Ishvara. The Tatpada Lakshyartha I am discussing now. The pure existence which you have to cognitively delete the form, name and function called universe. Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Jagat, if we cognitively delete and see this pure existence. That pure existence is what? Not part of this material, any material object, not product of any material object, and the property of any material object. It is independent entity. It pervades all the objects here. And even when the objects dissolve, objects have their own limitation. There's a time the object comes into existence. There's a time the object exists. There's a time the object will fall apart. Then also, existence continues to be there. Understand? That's what is that existence? That existence is nothing but pure consciousness. And why does the consciousness, why does this reality exist? Being existent is what is nature. Existence is the Swarupa. Understand? So, Sattasva Lakshanaha. Sattasva Lakshanaha. So, existence is, Ishvara. Ishvara Swarupam is what? Existence. Consciousness. Now, next word, Purnaha. Purnaha is a participle. The word Purnaha, Purnam, Purnaha, Purna. At three genders we say Purnaha, Purnam, Purnam Brahma, Purnaha Ishwaraha, Purna Shaktihi. Purnaha, Purnam, Purna. So, Purna, Purayati, Puritam, Purnam. Purayati means fills. Chashake jalam, jalena chashakam Purayati. Jalena chashakam Purayati. He fills the tumbler with water. Annena udaram Purayati. See, everybody is smiling now. Annena udaram poriyati. Anandena Bhagavan manaha poriyati. Bhagavan fills the mind with full happiness. Poriyati means fills. So, Purna means what? Filled. Full. So, reality is the existence of everything means reality lends existence. Therefore, reality is looked upon as the Jagat Karanam. Reality really is not the cause. Because without reality, Jagat has no existence. How do you understand any effect? Whereas a clay pot or a wooden furniture or a golden ornament, the effect in the form of ornament does not have existence without its cause, gold. The wooden furniture cannot exist without the wood. So without the cause, the effect cannot exist independently. The universe does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, reality, Brahman, is looked upon as what? The cause of the universe. Looked upon as the cause of the universe. Got it now? And what cause? Nimitta karanam, upadana karanam. Intelligent cause, the material cause also. Because material by itself cannot become an object effect. Any material, gold needs to be touched by an intelligent being, a goldsmith, the gold to be turned into an ornament. So also the carpenter has to, you know, touch the wood to work on it for the wood to become the table. The carpenter's knowledge and skill. Similarly here, with reference to the entire universe also, the nimitta karanam, the intelligent cause, or deficient cause, is also Ishvara. And the material cause also is Ishvara. And where is the material? Bhagavan does not need to go out anywhere for material. His own creative power. What is the creative power? The power of knowing alone is otherwise said to be creative power. And even the power of the creative power in terms of the power of knowing, when remains unmanifested, is known as Maya. Maya is the unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing. Is it clear now? Reality is endowed with this power, which is said to be creative power. And what is the distance? When I say fire is endowed with the power of burning, understand? There's no distance. They're not two, they're one. Similarly here, that's why urnanabhihi. Yatha urnanabhihi sajate grinnate cha. All of you must be remembering, Mundakopa is the example. Isn't it? The only example available in the world. Second example is your own dream. There's no third example for this. The material cause and the intelligent cause of your dream versus what? You. One inseparable. You. So here also, you're using, okay? Here also, Shakti being not outside of Ishvara. The power of, you know, this power being not outside of Ishvara, just as this spider has, spider is the material cause of its own web, the knowledge also it has how to create a web also, it is not outside of the spider. The spider is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of its own web. So also Ishvara is the abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of this entire universe. Is it clear? Here Maya is the material cause. The source of the power is what? Intelligent cause. They are not two. They are inseparable. Abhinna. Nimitta upadana karanam Ishvaraha. Isn't it? Which means the cause of the universe is Ishvara. Means Ishvara is there very much in the form of existence of everything that is known here. Understand? See, when you see the table, When you see this cupboard, you see the wood, the material cause. You can't separate, you can't, when you're seeing the effect, what you're seeing along with the table is the form. The form, the name, and the function. What is inseparably seen is what? The wood. Isn't it? Now seeing this particular form denoted by the word cupboard, which serves a given purpose, what is seeing? Seeing wood alone. Wood alone is in the form, in this form, which serves a given purpose. And not wood is material cause, but carpenter's skill, knowledge also is manifest. You do not know who the carpenter is. You do not know who the carpenter is. Still, the carpenter's skill and the knowledge also is exhibited here. So when you see the carpenter's skill and the knowledge, can you separate the carpenter's skill and knowledge and the wood? Separate? Inseparable. Got it? And you see the both causes being manifested in this whole creation called a cupboard. In every creation, you can see the knowledge and skill of the person who makes it and the material which he uses to make it. It can be anything. It can be a carving, wooden carving, a stone carving, or a painting. It can be anything. You can always, in any product, in any creation, you are seeing both the causes being manifested. The creation is a manifestation of what? Both the causes. Of course, the person's skill and knowledge also is exhibited in the very work. Oh my God, amazing work. He's highly skilled person when you say that. Okay. Not great, you will say sometimes. But anyway, the skill is a person very highly skilled. You will say that. You will say, I said, knowledge is a beautiful work you see. Amazing skill, amazing knowledge. You see it in the work. You don't see the knowledge and skill separately. You see the skill and knowledge being manifested in the work. And you see the very material also is inseparably there in the work, isn't it? So the whole jagat, you see the knowledge and skill. Knowledge, Ishvara Swarupam, being manifested, and the power of knowing manifested. Therefore, Ishvara is there. Ishvara is very much in the form of the existence of the universe. There's no place, no time, no object which is outside of Ishvara. So you're seeing Ishvara as the whole. This Ishvara who is in the form of the whole jagat, what is, who is that Ishvara? How exactly Ishvara? What is the swarupam of Ishvara? We say, just as water is not the way, but every wave is water, we say. So Ishvara Swarupam is not any form here, but every form is Ishvara Swarupam. Ishvara, when we say, what is the Ishvara? Who is the Ishvara? Pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? Swarupam of the abstract formless reality, implied by the term Brahma. Why is it implied by the term Brahma? Because that reality has no beginning, no end. Timeless. Therefore, it is time-wise limitless. Spatially all pervasive, spatially limitless. Or limitless. Object-wise limitless. Because it's free from all limitations, it is of the nature of limitlessness. Incomparably limitless. Incomparably infinitude. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. Brahatamatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Is it clear now? So, this reality is arrived at. How we are arriving at? Isn't it? You say, there's a Nishedha Mukha Pramanam, Vidhi Mukha Pramanam, Sakshat Vidhi Mukha Pramanam, means the means of knowledge which is in the form of directly arriving at the nature. some words of the Upanishads reveal the reality in terms of its nature, negating, distinguishing it from what it is not. And some, what are the, you know, there's another way of indirectly negating what it is not, helps you arrive at what it is. This Nishedha Mukha Pramanam or Neti Neti Iti Pramanam. Neti Neti Mukha Pramanam or Nishedha Mukha Pramanam. Indirectly negating anything and everything other than Brahma, other than reality as not reality. Arriving at the reality is what? Nishedha Mukha Pramanam. Directly arriving at the reality as the implied meaning of the words revealing the nature of reality is Vidhimukha Pramana. Understand? We will see that later. So we have arrived at it. Now, Purnaha. We are still in the Purnaha. So, this Ishwaraha, the one who, Purnaha means what? One who, one by whom the whole jagat is pervaded. The one who fills, one who pervades the entire cosmos, one who fills the entire universe is Ishvara. As I told you many times, the reality, the truth of the ocean being water, truth fills the entire ocean. The water fills the entire ocean. Can you ask, why does the water fill the entire ocean? Filling the ocean is its nature. So being what ocean is full of water. Being full is the nature of the ocean, water. Being the reality, being full, fullness is the nature of the water with reference to ocean. Similarly, the being with reference to the entire cosmos, including time and space, pervading everything, filling everything, being full, fullness is the nature of the reality. Therefore, Purnaha. Reality which is looked upon as Ishvara is said to be Purnaha. Purnam Brahma, Purnaha Ishvaraha. Understand? Therefore, that Ishvara, Purnaha, now, Paramatma iti giyate. It is this absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is the formless, attributeless, abstract, and inexplicably subtlest, that reality, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as the Swarupa of the knower, I alone, is said to be what? The only absolute self of the entirety of the cosmos. You arrive at it as your Swarupam. Doesn't mean Atma is sitting only in your mind. The only secondless non-dual reality, the only truth of the entirety of the cosmos has to be arrived at only, can be arrived at only as the Swarupam. Truth of the knower, I. The method of arriving at it is what now? You have to search for it as a Swarupam of the knower. Because it is not available for objectification, it is not an object. It is free from subject-object division. Atma is not the knower. Reality implied by the term Atma is not the knower, not the known, not the knowledge. It is free from this threefold, triputi. Knower, knowledge, division. Is it clear now? What I'm saying? Therefore, Purnaha, it is this reality looked upon as Ishvara, okay, and undefined in this manner, alone is highly sung, glorified, praised as the absolute self, the exalted self of the whole entirety of the cosmos. Paramatma iti giyate. Okay. The teaching is not over, still we are still in Ishvara only. Okay. Next verse. Sarvajnyatvam pareshatvam. Tvam pareshastvam. Sarvajnyatvam pareshastvam. Tatha sampurna shaktita. Sarvajnyatvam pareshatvam. Sarvajnyatvam pareshatvam. Tatha sampurna shaktita. Vedai samathyate itayasya. Vedai samarthyate yasya. Tad brahmetyavadharaya. Vedai samarthyate yasya. Tad brahmetyavadharaya. Tat brahma. Tad brahma. Iti avadharaya. May you doubtlessly, clearly ascertain, okay, the fact, what is that? Understand, ascertain that reality to be Brahma. That, may you understand that to be the reality implied by the term Brahma. May you doubtlessly, clearly ascertain that reality, okay, to be implied by the term Brahma. What is that reality? Vedaihi samarthyate. Yasya sarvajnyatvam. The reality of which sarvajnyatvam. See, sarvam janati iti sarvajnyaha. Sarvam janati iti sarvajnyam brahma. The reality implied by the term Brahman has the status of being the knower of everything. Is it true? The reality, there's no knower other than the reality. You know very well. Reality is not the knower. But there is no knower other than the reality. Why? Knowing is a sarupam of the Brahma, reality. So sarvajnyam means what? Sarvam janati iti sarvajnyam. Sarvajnyatvam means what? You can say all knowingness or omniscience. Noun. Otherwise, that reality alone has the status of being the knower of everything, the absolute only knower of everything. The reality alone has the abstract formless reality, the truth of the entity of the cosmos, which is arrived at as your own sarupam, has the status of being the only absolute knower of everything. Therefore, what? Omniscience is its sarupam. All knowingness is its sarupam. Sarvajnyatvam. Okay? And the Ishvara, that reality also has what? Pareshatvam. Paranam Ishatvam Paraishatvam. The reality has the status of being the Lord of everything. The ruler of everything. Para Ishatvam. Para, if you take it, para is exalted, absolute, supreme. Ishatvam, Ishaha means the Lord, Ishaha means the ruler. The ruler. Understand? Okay? This abstract, formless reality is not the ruler. It's not like our rulers, isn't it? Reality is not the ruler, as is nothing beyond the reality. Reality exists independently, lends existence to everything else. Therefore, we say what? The reality looked upon as Ishvara, as the intelligent material cause of the universe, looked upon as Ishvara, looked upon as the Lord, looked upon as the ruler. Therefore, this reality implied by the term Brahman alone has the status of being the exalted, supreme, absolute, ultimate ruler, the Lord of the universe. Understand? It has para ishatvam. Para ishatvam. So reality, this abstract, formless, subtlest reality, you have to remember, how do you arrive at it? When you analyze the three states of experience, when we do this panchakosha prakriya, when you use the panchakosha prakriya, dikrishayaveka prakriya, you use avasthatriya prakriya, when you're negating the anatma, when you arrive at the knower, you distinguish the knower from the known, and you arrive at the knower, you search for the knower, you find there is no knower other than its abstract formless reality. The abstract formless subtlest reality is what now? The truth of the entire universe. But you arrive at it as your swarupam. That reality has what? Sarvajnyatvam. The reality implied by the term Brahma has sarvajnyatvam, all-knowingness, omniscience, enjoys the status of being the only absolute knower of everything, has the status of being the exalted Lord of everything, sarvajnyatvam. Is it clear? Sarvajnyatvam. Then, sampurna shaktita. Two nouns uses noun neuter nouns. Sarvajyattam, Pareshattam, neuter nouns. Shaktita is what? Feminine noun. You can say Shaktitvam. See, Pareshata, Sarvajnyata. Understand? When you say Ta, it's a feminine noun. Tvam, neuter noun. Sarvajnyata means what? All knowingness. Sarvajnyatvam, all knowingness. Understand? Same meaning. Pareshata, Pareshatvam. Shaktita, Shaktitvam. No, Sampurna Shaktita. Sampurna Shaktita means the reality has omnipotency. Omniscience, omnipotency, overlordship, exalted overlordship. Understand? Now, Sampurna Shaktita means what? It is endowed with the reality has the status of having a totality of the power. Omnipotence. Understand? Noun form it is Sampurna Shaktita. Three, remember now. So knowing is his Swarupam. Therefore, no knowledge is outside of reality. That is why we always say knowledge is not created. Understand? No knowledge of any object is newly created. No knowledge has beginning. No, knowledge has no beginning. Knowledge has no beginning. Knowledge is not newly created. Then what is knowledge? Knowledge is nothing but discovery of what is. Discovery of what is knowledge. Everything is already there. It remains covered. It remains unmanifested. Got it? That's why knowledge is never created. Discovery of what is already there is what? Knowledge. Therefore, if knowledge is already there, no knowledge is newly created, but discovery of what is there already means any scientific discovery, understand? The no scientist newly creates it. He tunes his mind in such a way, he works on it with focused attention, and he is able to discover it. All the facts are already there. In future, now many, many, many facts have been already discovered. And all the facts discovered has been already utilized. Okay. For our comfort, so that the technology has developed. Even in future, how many countless number of facts are being discussed, are being still researched and going to be discovered in future. All the facts which are going to be discovered even after the great grandparents, you know, grandchildren's time of yours also, those facts also are not newly created. They're all already there. Only thing is, they're going to be discovered. Which means, where is this knowledge? Where does the knowledge remain? Covered. The locus of all knowledge which was discovered, which had been discovered, which was discovered, which is being discovered, which is going to be discovered, which will be discovered in future. All knowledge pertinent to anything, any number of facts, all knowledge remains already covered. Understand? And what is the locus? Where does knowledge remain covered? The abstract, formless, subtlest reality is the source of all knowledge. But it becomes discovered means what? The vritti rises, then there's manifestation of knowledge. What is jnana utpatti? It's a different topic. I'll discuss one day, okay? Separately. But understand the only source of all knowledge. That is why when this only reality, the only source of all knowledge is looked upon as Ishvara. Look at what? Sarvajna, omniscient, sarvajnata, sarvajnatum, the reality has. Ishvara enjoys the status of being the only absolute knower of everything. So also, sarva ishatvam, para ishatvam, pareshatvam, exalted, Ishvara enjoys the status of being the absolute ruler of, exalted ruler of everything, lord of everything, sampurna shaktita. All powers. Imagine the seeing power. Your seeing power is indriyam. The totality of all seeing powers. The totality of all hearing powers. The totality of all power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch. And all the powers. All the powers in all our organs of actions. Because of which you are able to do so many activities. Speaking, is it? All these 10 powers, individual Shaindriyani, the totality of powers, we call them devatas, all these powers, and all the powers put together, totality of powers put together is what Ishvara. Where are these powers? The power in the sun and the moon and stars and galaxies, all these powers are what now? Is it? The power because of which the earth moves in its orbit, going around the sun. The wind blows, the fire burns, all the powers put together is what? It's nothing but can be reduced to one power of knowing, which is not outside of the reality. The power of knowing unmanifested is Maya. That is why she's called Mahamaya. Mahamaya is said to be the universal mother, the divine mother, the universe. Understand? Unmanifested power is Maya. Manifested power is the universe, the knowledge. The source of this power is what? Looked upon as pure knowledge, Shuddham Chaitanya. Therefore, sarvajnata, sarvajnatvam. I don't think anybody else can say this, anything more than this. I can say this. And what sarvajnatvam? Then, sampurna shaktita. Therefore, we say what sampurna shaktita means shaktita. The reality has, reality is endowed with the omnipotency. A status of being, status of having all powers in the entirety. All the powers together. Means in the entirety is what? Sampurna shaktita is not outside of the reality. Therefore, being endowed with this power, the omnipotency, omniscience, and having the status of being the ruler of, absolute ruler of everything, reality is looked upon as Ishvara. And here it is said, Vedaihi Samarthyate. Vedaihi means what? Vedanta Shastra Granthaihi Samarthyate. Established. So, yasya, the Ishvara, whose omniscience, whose overlordship, exalted overlordship, whose omnipotency is established, okay, established by all the Vedas. Okay, may you understand that reality, have enjoying the status of being the Ishvara to be Brahma. May you understand that reality to be Brahma. Which reality? The reality whose, okay, whose omniscience, whose omnipotency is established by the Upanishads. When the words of Upanishads are unfolded, we understand. But it may understand that to be Brahma. Is it clear now? Can I go ahead?
In one of the other texts, one of the beginning texts, I can't remember which one, but
Tattvabodha?
No,
Vedanta Sara?
Maybe one of those types. And we're talking about Sarvajnatvam and all these things, you know. And I think you said at that time in that text that it belongs to Ishvara, and you know, when the Sarvajnatvam is from the standpoint of the universe. Right, so well, when it's unmanifest.
No, all knowledge is it. Hmm? Sarvajnatvam means, I said all knowledge.
Hmm.
Yeah. All knowledge means what? Knowledge of anything and everything which forms part of the universe is all knowledge, isn't it? The whole universe itself exists in Ishvara. Because existence is from knowledge only. Is it clear? No, I said something different. What I said, sarvajnatvam, sarvavetrutvam. There I said the difference. You're asking about that. See, a wise person who knows the reality, absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self, is said to be sarvajnaha. So, Ishvara is also said to be sarvajnaha. That does not mean Ishvara has all the knowledge. In all the detail knowledge, everything also is what? The totality, all knowledge, Ishvara as the reality, Ishvara as the reality being the only source of all knowledge, Ishvara has sarva vetrutvam. Understand? And the wise person who has the knowledge of the truth which is the source of all knowledge is also said to be sarvajnaha. But he does not have the detailed knowledge of everything. A jnani who has the knowledge of the reality, which is the only source of all knowledge, is said to be sarvajnaha, because he is free. The knowing reality itself is enough. His mind will resolve, he becomes free. But Ishvara is the only source of all knowledge. Jnani is not the only source of all knowledge. Jnani is said to be Sarvajna because he has the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is the only source of all knowledge. But Ishvara is the only source of all knowledge. Understand? You say Jnani, we mean the person whose intellect, isn't it? Has a Jnana. Whereas the Surukma of the intellect is what? Reality, isn't it? The Sarvavetrutvam, Sarvajnatvam, the difference is there. Okay. Here we are going to have satsang separately, okay? Mark all your doubts, ask me later on in the classes. Okay, not in the class itself. You immediately make a note of it, ask me later on, okay? So, Vedehi Samarthyate, how do we know otherwise? Without Veda Shastram, without Vedanta Shastram, without the Pramanam called Vedanta Shastram, how can you arrive at the reality? Understand? Vedanta Shastram has his prakriyas inbuilt. The Vedanta Shastram is unfolded by the teacher who knows Sampradaya. Definitely, we do arrive at the truth. We understand the truth. Not as an object. As a method, isn't it? Help arrive at it. We arrive at the truth, you see, my God. Because we're so used to gross forms. We're so used to gross functions. Everything gross, perceptible things. At least conceivable things. And what is revealed by the Shastram is something inconceivable, imperceptible, indescribable. Words cannot describe. Because words are also expressions of the manifestations of knowledge. The sense powers cannot perceive because sense powers themselves function because of the activation of the mind. And the mind itself becomes activated because of the manifestation of knowledge. The source of manifestation of knowledge can never be conceived because mind itself has to function. Mind itself becomes activated only because of the manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear what I'm saying? When the mind, which itself, which becomes functional, it becomes activated only because of the manifestation of knowledge. How can this mind conceive the source of the manifestation of knowledge? The sense organs function, serve as function as sense organs only because of being backed by the mind, activated by the manifestation of knowledge. How can they perceive the source of knowledge? The words are expressions of the thoughts which are manifestations of knowledge. How can they describe the source of manifestation of knowledge? That's why words fail. Sense organs fail. No, the mind fails. All these are incapable of arriving at it. The Vedanta Shastram, which is subtlest, abstract, formless. Understand? The Vedantahi Samarthyate. So yasya sarvajna. How do you arrive at it? Reality is always established by the Upanishads, helping us arrive at the reality in terms of its swarupam of knowing, in terms of its nature of being powerful. We ended with the power. Understand? So sarvajnatvam of the reality, all knowingness of the reality, omniscience of the reality, omnipotency of the reality, or we can say of reality, is established. All these, the swarup of reality is established by the Upanishads. And may you understand that reality, the omniscience of which is established, omnipotency of which is established by the Upanishads, Vedehi, understand that to be Brahma. That is the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. That reality is what? Ishvara Swarupam, which is known of the existence of the whole universe. There's no other Brahma. There's no other reality other than that. There's nothing other than that here. There's no Ishwara other than the Brahma. Tad Brahma iti avadharaya. Tad Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. Understand? We understand that to be Ishwara. Okay. Now, when you talk about this Sarvajnatvam, omniscience, when you look at Ishvara Swarupam as the source of all knowledge, when you look at the reality as a source of all knowledge, then any knowledge, the skill implying the knowledge is not outside of Ishvara. Therefore, even to so creation, bring the universe into manifestation is creation. Okay. Therefore, the knowledge required to create anything, to bring something into manifestation, to create something, you need knowledge. How to make it, isn't it? So knowledge alone is not enough. The carpenter, you know, we have a person who is standing all the time. He looks very simple. He is the one who's tapati. You have a Murugan temple in London. He is tapati who goes all over to different countries and wherever temples are built, he is the one. He looks very simple, man. You look, how saw him? Standing here in that mud and all those things. He is a tapati who really, tapati the sculptor, you know, and all, you can see how beautiful the murtis are. Must be a team of people working for him. And the factory he has where they carve all these murtis. He's a tapati here. So, what I want to say, to work on something, you have the knowledge. To create something, you must have knowledge how to make it. Because tapati is highly knowledgeable, highly skilled person, does not get appropriate stone, good quality stone. He cannot carve it. He needs the material, he must have the knowledge also. If I go and get a big rock, piece of rock, what can I do with it? I don't even know how to hold the hammer. Okay, isn't it? And how to chisel very carefully, chisel and unwanted, chisel with the unwanted portions of the rock to bring the form into manifestation. They take a piece of rock, they remove the unwanted portions, they bring the beautiful form into manifestation. The form is already there in the very rock. They remove the unwanted, they bring it into manifestation. It means knowledge is also important, skill is important, and the material also is important. So both the causes are very important. And we need sahakari karam like hammer, etc. Instrumental cause, material cause, intelligent cause. Everything is Ishvara here. Isn't it? So knowledge is, first thing is what knowledge. So this abstract formless reality is of the nature of knowing, which I arrived at as a rupa of the knower, I no doubt. And that reality is the existence of the whole cosmos. Therefore, that reality is actually what? Ishvara Swarupam. Therefore, Ishvara is there in every mind as the innermost essence. Ishvara is the only truth of all the minds. Therefore, now we say what? No knowledge, no skill can be there outside of knowledge. Therefore, this reality looked upon as Ishvara is said to be what? Is looked upon as intelligent cause, efficient cause looked upon as Ishvara. So here, this verse number 31, presents reality as Ishvara, as the Nimitta Karanam of the Jagat. Okay, now we see the following verse. Yat Jnanat Sarva Vijnanam. Suti Shupratipaditam. I'm simply, I'm going ahead. Do you really, have you understood everything? Clearly what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You must say yes or no.
Yes. Yes.
No
yes.
means say no also. Can you go ahead?
Yes.
It's not just the word meaning alone. I'm talking, I'm saying, unless you understand what is Sarvajnyatvam, you cannot understand Ishvara, the reality being looked upon as Ishvara, as the intelligent, efficient cause of the whole cosmos. Got it? No? Now in this 32nd verse, we look, understand Ishvara, the reality looked upon as Ishvara being the material cause of the universe. Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. See, he is using the word Brahman itself. It means there is no Ishvara other than Brahma. That's what. Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. Shruti shupratipaditam. Yat jnanat sarva vijnanam. Shruti shupratipaditam. Mridatyaneka drishtantaihi. Mridatyaneka drishtantaihi. Tad brahmetyavadharaya. Yat Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. Shruti shupratipaditam. Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. Shruti shupratipaditam. Mridadhyaneka drishtantaihi. Tad brahmetyavadharaya. Mridadhyaneka drishtantais tad brahmetyavadharaya. Now, tad brahma, iti avadharaya. May you take it for sure. May you be convinced. May you ascertain that abstract, formless, attributeless reality. Okay. To be being implied by the term Brahma. Okay. Which is of the nature of limitlessness implied by the term Brahma, which alone is looked upon as Ishvara, as the intelligent cause, as the material cause of the universe. Here you are seeing what now? He says, yat jnanat means yasya jnanat, by knowing, by having the knowledge of which reality. Yat jnanat, because of the knowledge of which. Understand? Yat jnanat, enda parambrulai patriya arivinal. Yat jnanat means what? Yat jnanena. Yasya jnanena. Yat jnanat should be understood as what? Yasya jnanena. Yasya vastunaha jnanena, that reality by the knowledge of which sarva vijnanam bhavati, the knowledge of everything happens. How is it possible? Isn't it? By the knowledge of this absolute reality, knowledge of anything and everything, the entirety of the universe, okay, happens. Which means, by knowing the reality, everything becomes known as it were. Yat jnanat sarvijnanam means, exactly we have the same words in Mundaka Upanishad, but differently. Kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. The student was asking. The teacher was saying, Brahma, Aksharam Brahma. And by knowing Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. Why? Because Brahman alone is in the form of everything. Other than this abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma, because of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude, everything else is mithya here. Why? Jagat is karyam and maya is karanam. What is maya? The shakti, the creative power, the unmanifested power of knowing alone here is creative power. Knowing is creating, knowing is lending existence. Understand? About this power of unmanifested power of knowing implied by the term maya is the creative power. The power itself is mithya, which is material cause karanam. Unless and until the power becomes manifested, the jagat will remain. Jagat will be covered in darkness of ignorance. Jagat has no independent existence. So the power of knowing becomes the manifested, the jagat comes into manifestation. Understand? Your maya is what? The material cause. Personified as mother. And the source of the power, without which the power cannot exist at all independently, is what? We say, Nimitta Karanam, personified as father. Okay, inseparable. Mother and father. Why do you say the source is personified as, source is said to be efficient cause, the power is said to be in material cause. Why the power is mithya? How the power is mithya, source is satyam? How can you say that? Because power also is object of knowledge. Even though it's Ishwara's inseparable in part power of reality, still it is distinct from what? The Ishwara, the reality, knower is distinct from the known. Though it is not distant. The total ignorance is known or not, tell me. You, unless you have to tell, use your own, analyze your own deep sleep state experience. Total ignorance in deep sleep state is known or not. Is known means, total ignorance with reference to the whole jagat is what? Maya. Understand? So ignorance is known. So the knower of ignorance is distinct from the known. Is it clear? Therefore we say what? Anything known is mithya. Anything known is jadam. Anything known is mithya. Anything known has no independent existence of its own. The known is dependent on the knower. Even though the knower consciousness and the known power of being conscious, the known power of knowing, the knower reality, the known power of knowing are inseparable, still the power is what? Unmanifested power of knowing, said to be ignorance, is object of knowledge. Therefore, what is this? Mithya. There's no independent existence. Is it clear? The power is mithya. Material cause is mithya. And what can we talk about the effect? The whole jagat is effect. The power is mithya. Understand? The cause is the power. The power is mithya. Therefore, the effect also is mithya. Is it clear? Ignorance is mithya. Knowledge is mithya. Knowledge in the form of the whole jagat is mithya. Ignorance in the form of unmanifested power of knowing is also mithya. The knower of knowledge and ignorance is what? The knower of knowledge and ignorance is of the nature of pure knowledge and consciousness is satyam. Is it clear? Mithya. The mithya is that which has dependent existence. Satyam is that which does, which has independent existence of its own. What is satyam? Satyam is that which has independent existence of its own. Mithya is that which has dependent existence. Therefore, here we say, and here, the only satyam of the entire creation is mithya. Cause is in the form of the effect. The cause manifests is in the form of the effect. Therefore, the whole jagat is mithya. Cause is mithya, effect is also mithya. And the source of the cause and effect is also what? Is satyam. Therefore, everything other than this reality, Brahman, is mithya. Now, example is given. He says, Shrutishu Pratipaditam. It has been established, it was established, has been established in all the Upanishads. What has been established? By knowing one thing. By knowing this only absolute real, abstract, formless reality in terms, okay, knowing, everything else becomes known as it were. Why? Because everything else is mithya. Brahman alone is satyam. Because mithya does not have existence independently outside of satyam. Mithya does not have existence independently outside of satyam. Mithya is not countable. Therefore, knowing the satyam is as well as knowing the entire universe of, okay, which is an effect. Everything in the universe. How? Let me tell you. The example is given. Mridadi aneka drishtantaihi sutishu pratipaditam. By knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. By knowing Brahman, by knowing his absolute reality, Ishwara Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam, everything in the world becomes known as it were. The entirety of the universe becomes known as it were. Okay, this fact has been established in all the Upanishads through many illustrations, through many examples. What are the examples? Mridadi aneka drishtantaihi. Drishtantaha means illustration, example. Mrid adi. Mrid means clay. Mrid mritika means clay. Adi means etc. Mridadi drishtantaihi. Okay, through many illustrations, examples such as clay, etc. This fact of knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were, has been established. Okay. Well, may you understand that one thing, by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were, that one thing, one reality to be Brahma. You let me understand, make it clear. So, mridadi aneka drishtantaihi, aneka drishtantaihi, through many illustrations, through many examples such as clay, etc., this fact has been established. Adishabda stands for many examples. Okay? One, we can say what? Clay is example. See, clay is the material cause, and the pot, clay is the cause, pot is the effect. If we remove the clay, pot will disappear. Pot, not a one pot, any countless number of earthenwares, countless number of clay products, oh, countless number of forms denoted by countless number of words and serving countless number of purposes. One thing minus one thing called clay, all of them will disappear. Therefore, without clay, the number is, is it now? Number, can you count how many are there? They're all non-substance. Forms are countless. Names are countless. The purpose they serve also purpose, countless. But you can't count, oh, 100 forms, 100 names. It serves so many purposes. They all are mithya. Forms are mithya. Names are mithya. The funka, nama, rupa, karma, sara, mithya. Everything is mithya because nothing has existence independently outside of the clay. With reference to earthen products, clay alone is satyam. The forms are mithya, function, purposes are, the names are mithya. They don't have independent existence. They're non-substantial. Therefore, by knowing one thing, clay, all the earthen products become known as it were. They are mithya. They don't exist outside of that. Similarly, another example, gold. Swarna. Okay, gold is one substance. And the countless number of ornaments. Countless names are different. Forms are different. The purpose they serve also different. Some are worn on the neck. Some are worn on the hands. Etc. Chains, bangles, earrings, nose rings, etc. So many. So forms are many, names are many, the purpose they serve also many. The utility differs, but still, minus one thing called gold, they all will disappear. Therefore, go, with reference to golden ornaments, gold is the only satyam. By knowing the gold, all the ornaments become known as it were. Why? Because what? Ornaments are non-substantial. They don't exist outside of the gold. They're mithya. They're not really there. All these countless number of forms, all these countless number of ornaments are gold only. Gold is not any of the forms. Gold is not any of the names. All those forms are gold only. So also wood, wood is one substance, but the furniture is made of wood is what? So many forms, so many words, and so many, they serve different purposes. Like cot and table and window, door and cupboard, etc. Forms are many, names are many, functions are many, but minus wood, all will disappear. So by knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Similarly, this one power of knowing, okay, alone is in the form of what? Everything. And this power of knowing is not outside of Brahma. By knowing Brahma as the only absolute ultimate source of the power of knowing, entirety of the universe becomes known as it were. Understand? Because Brahman alone is Satyam. Without Brahma, there cannot be power, there cannot be unmanifested power, there cannot be manifested power also. Is it clear? Therefore, knowing Brahman, the absolute reality of the whole, everything else becomes known as it were. In Mundaka Upanishad, the mantra comes, Kasmin Vijnate Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. What is that one thing by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. What does it mean here? Everything else is mithya. The non-substantial, the forms are non-substantial because there's no substance called chain. Minus gold, the chain, what is chain? The non-substantial name. No substance called chain minus gold. The form is non-substantial. What purpose it can serve? Minus gold. Understand? All the whole jagat can be reduced to non-substantial form, name and function. Minus abstract formless reality. Optimum of consciousness. Understand? Clay in the name of the existence of the pot. Gold is in the form of the existence of the ornaments. Wood is in the form of the existence of the, all the furniture. So the absolutely, it's all relative. Absolutely, what is the which is in the form of the existence of the whole jagat of innumerable countless forms, names and functions, including time and space? It is Brahma. So the question comes, if I know Brahman, does it mean if I have the knowledge of Brahman, the absolute reality, does it mean I'll have the knowledge of physics, chemistry, botany, mathematics, everything? No. What it means is another problem, isn't it? People come and tell all these stories, okay? Some people know. People like all these things. He has everything, he knows everything about him. We had Mahan here, okay? In Kanchipuram, in Kanchi Mata, we have Mahapariva, whose knowledge was tremendous, amazing. He had knowledge. It's not that because of Brahmagyan, he had knowledge. He was erudite. Amazing, that is. He could talk on different topics. I had many times from Padma Subramaniam when I was close involved with her in a dance camps and all, she used to always say so much about Mahapariva. I mean, she is a very great dancer. And then she has got PhD and all those things. And she helped build, and she was instrumental in helping them have all the Karanams displayed on the temple for two. The architectures, the sculptures and all of that. Sculptors. When they built temple in the North India, the Chidambaram temple, they built there also. Somewhere she was telling. So what I'm saying, he had knowledge of so much knowledge in his, in any field we ask, he'll know he has knowledge. He was amazing. Okay. Just we have to bow to him, nothing else we can say. And he was really, he was a person of wisdom and profound knowledge of shastras and tradition and the culture and anything you can ask, he can explain, could explain. He's no more, physically he's no more. He's much more popular than when he was alive. But even people trying to make a cult out, but he was the most traditional person. It's a different problem. People, what I want to say, please understand, Brahma Jnanam will not remove the ignorance of everything else. Still, if at all I have the knowledge of Brahman, okay, understand, still I will continue to be ignorant of what? Whatever I do not know. Why we say here, discovering Brahman as one's own Swarupam, what happens? The very desire to know anything will become resolved for good. Why it is said? Knowing the absolute reality is as good as knowing everything else in the world means. By knowing, discovering one thing, the desire to know, okay, the thirst for knowledge will become quenched for good. Well, because the very mind itself will resolve. When you will resolve in discovering the truth as Aham Brahma Asmi, the I sense will be resolved, you will not be there for you to have a desire to know anything more than that. Got it? Very important point. Why? This is a secret. Kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is it one thing by discovering which everything else becomes known as it were? Many people ask, because we can only say what? Brahma, this is the only reality. Everything else is mithya, non-substantial forms, aims and functions. But discover the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which alone is in the form of existence of everything else, including what? The I sense. In discovering this truth, I sense will become resolved as what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi means what? Brahman alone is here. There's nothing other than Brahman is here. The I sense becomes resolved. Understand? Everything else becomes resolved in Brahma, in the clear vision. So you will not be there as an individual. Therefore, you to have a desire to know anything more than that. Physically, you'll be present. The desire to know anything else will be resolved for good. Understand what I'm saying? Got it? Anyway, what I'm saying, so these Upanishads, I think, is something very profound. You will understand. So this is very nice verse. Okay, I'll stop soon. Don't worry. Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. Yajnanat sarva vijnanam. Shrutishu pratipaditam. Mridadhyaneka drishtantaihi. Tadbrahmetyavadharaya. May you understand that abstract formless reality implied it to be Brahma, impravitam Brahma, which is established in all the Upanishads through examples such as clay, etc., as the one, may you understand, one by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. Yet vijnanat sarva vijnanam bhavati. The knowledge of one thing. Okay. By knowing one thing, there happens knowledge of everything. Is it clear? Okay. Tad Brahma. Now, first of all, your own Swarup is repeatedly brought here. We are helped to understand the reality is one. Reality is the name of existence of the universe. And that reality has to be arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness as the Swarup of the knower I. You can arrive at the reality of the whole cosmos as your Swarupam only. That is why in the Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, the beautiful it is said, first it starts, Brahma Vida Apno Tiparam. Afterwards, okay, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Having said that, where you can discover that reality, Brahma? Yo veda nihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. Then what's the benefit of knowing that Brahman? So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha. Saha sarvan kamaan ashnute. How many times I repeat in the class? If you don't recite along with me, I'll be very upset. Sachin knows, no Sachin? How many times I told in the class? How many times when I was doing Taittiriya Upanishad, I said. Now after doing Taittiriya Upanishad, I was repeating. And every Upanishad I do, I was chanting this. You must have memorized by now, is it? If you don't memorize, you do not remember, and how can? What's the use? It's still a little difficult, isn't it? By knowing Brahman, everything else becomes known as it were. Is it? You have to. So, this real, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, therefore implied with the term Brahman, alone is Satyam. And everything other than in the Maya, the Karanam is Mithya. The Karyam Jagat also is Mithya. So, what is Brahma? Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. This reality implied by the term Brahman is distinct from cause and effect, but not distant. How? I'll explain to you in the next session. Now, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma, I'll explain next class.